This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Congress is moving toward a vote on a government funding bill to avoid a shutdown Thursday night. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia is digging in on President Joe Biden's historic $3.5 trillion domestic agenda, issuing a statement decrying the massive package as fiscal insanity and saying he will not support trillions in spending or an all-or-nothing approach. Earlier, Manchin said,
"The bottom line is I've been very, very straightforward and open. They know exactly where I am."
Manchin and Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona are the two Democratic holdouts Biden needs to bring on board, or the measure will not pass the 50-50 Senate. Meantime, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she might postpone Thursday's vote on the smaller $1 trillion public works measure. Democratic progressives in the House are threatening to defeat that bill unless there's movement on the broader $3.5 trillion package. Mike Gracia, Washington.
YouTube is wiping vaccine misinformation and conspiracy theories from its popular video sharing platform. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The video sharing tech platform has announced immediate bans on false claims that vaccines are dangerous and can cause health issues like autism, cancer, or infertility. YouTube also deleted accounts belonging to some of the most notable propagators of vaccine misinformation and conspiracy theories. The ban on misinformation extends to all immunizations approved by health authorities and currently being administered. Public health officials have struggled to respond to the steady current of online misinformation about the COVID-19 vaccine since development got underway last year. I'm Ben Thomas.
A mixed day on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrials adding 0.26%, the S&P up by 0.16%, but the NASDAQ down by 0.24%. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. The International Olympic Committee said Wednesday that tickets for next year's Winter Games in Beijing will only go to spectators from mainland China, and unvaccinated athletes must quarantine for 21 days ahead of the competitions. Chinese residents will be able to attend the 109 medal events after spectators were barred from nearly all events in Tokyo this past summer. The IOC said all fully vaccinated participants would be part of a bubble, what it called a closed-loop system, and would be able to move freely inside it. That would include at games-related areas and stadiums, as well as accommodation, catering, and the opening and closing ceremonies. All domestic and international participants and those working in the system will be tested daily. The restrictions will begin January 23rd and stay in place until after the Beijing Paralympic Winter Games end March 13th. Russian authorities have designated a popular independent media outlet and two rights groups foreign agents. Wednesday's move comes as part of a months-long crackdown on opposition supporters, independent media, and human rights activists. The Justice Ministry slapped the foreign agent label on Mediazona. The new site is known for its extensive coverage of high-profile court cases. The others receiving the designation were the prominent legal aid group OVD Info and the rights group Zona Prava. In recent months, the Russian government has designated a number of independent media outlets and human rights organizations as foreign agents and raided the homes of several prominent reporters. The Kremlin, however, has denied that it is stifling media freedoms and insists that the foreign agent designation does not bar outlets from operating. A new study says a vast majority of wealthy households in the United States gave to charity last year. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
In 2020, during a pandemic, a study from Bank of America and the Indiana University Lilly Family School of Philanthropy found 88% of wealthy families didn't forget those in need. Most gave unrestricted gifts. That allows organizations to spend the money on whatever they thought was most important. One issue that gained significance among the rich in 2020 was social and racial justice, with a significant increase in contributions following George Floyd's death. The median income of people surveyed was $350,000. The median wealth level was $2 million. I'm Ed Donahue.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.